And up next on the stream of Free Radio Santa Cruz at freakradio.org, it's the 19th of March, 2020 edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. It's going to be coming to you pretty much as a series of blips, bleeps, and brief conversations with people by phone and in person down at the area surrounding the town clock, which is currently under a ban by the city to be evicted and fenced off, supposedly as a public nuisance. I guess feeding people is considered a public nuisance under these circumstances, and it only encourages them, perhaps. Mainly, I think this is to get rid of the encampment that is next to the post office, but there's been no specific clarity about what the criteria for a public nuisance are here. It's simply been posted as such, and they're going to be running people off at 10 a.m. They threaten tomorrow morning. Those are what the posted signs say. Food Now Bombs has already moved its operation, the emergency COVID-19 support operation, from the town clock to the Scope Park across the street. But that is also apparently included in the eviction public nuisance area, although there's apparently completely devoid of people or litter or anything over there. But I think the idea is to close down public spaces where homeless people might congregate or, you know, set up a tent in the absence of any survival shelter by the city, which is, of course, right now people are simply jammed cheek by jowl into Laurel Street where they're coughing and spitting it up, although maybe in that situation. I haven't spent the night there. Can't say. I'm getting varied reports. And there are the tents up at the Armory. And there is recently a letter by Justin Cummings, which he sent to me, which read as follows. It's dated 2 p.m. Thursday. That's today, the 19th. It says, "Good afternoon. The city has installed 9 hand-washing stations, and 6 portable toilets will be available 24 hours a day to the public. These are in addition to the many restrooms, and hand-washing stations, many, which we regularly have available throughout the city." So we sort of begin with a serious exaggeration, if not an outright lie. "I've provided a map for your convenience, and the location of the added services are at 115B Coral Street, the housing matters, 2 hand-washing stations, and 1 standard portable toilet." He adds, "I've also provided a map for your convenience. Location of the added services," I guess I've read some of this before, my apologies, "115B Coral Street, housing matters, 2 hand-washing stations, and 1 standard portable," as I said before. I drove by there and saw 1 hand-washing station. Maybe there were 2. Didn't notice a portable toilet. And people who are outside, at least the one person I spoke with, who is further up near the tracks, Patrick, and you'll hear his commentary later, didn't mention any such thing yet, but, you know, could have been he wasn't down there. Then we also have the end of Felker Street and the Riverwalk, 1 hand-washing station. That could be where they also removed the portable toilet after there was the incident where Brent Adams was stabbed after a verbal exchange with someone inside the portable toilet who was, I think, being too loud, according to Brent. You'll be able to hear, by the way, some of his testimony. If you go to the Huff website, I have a number of interviews in the last few days prior to the 18th, which I've put up already under the heading Plague File. 3 files, actually, under the plague, although there's no clear plague yet hitting in Santa Cruz. People are under a plague warnings. And so that's the reason for the title. Again, you go to the Huff website and go to huffsantacruz.org, and then you click on Lost and Latest Shows, and you'll find these files at the top of a long list of old archives of all these old shows, including this one, which should be posted soon. 224 Church Street at the main library, there's supposedly 2 portable toilets and 1 hand-washing station. Haven't been by there, can't say. 1220 River Street, 2 portable toilets and 1 hand-washing station. I did drive by there earlier today around noon and a little bit after, toward 1 actually, and I saw 5 or 6 portable toilets all behind the fence in the area that used to be the 1220 River Street campground, and 1 outside the fence. So maybe they're moving from there to better spots, or there, maybe in the hour that elapsed afterward, and this thing was written by Cummings at 1:49 p.m. to me and other activists. Then there's City Lot 24, Front and Laurel, one portable toilet, one hand washing station. That's been there since time immemorial, unless he's talked about adding another one. That's what I call the Porter Poo-Poo toilet. And there's the at the Locust Street Garage, one portable toilet and one hand washing station. That would be new. And at 710 Cummings at the corner of Lincoln and Cedar, one portable toilet and one hand washing station. I believe that was burned out this morning, or maybe it was burned out and replaced. Not clear. Let's hear a little introductory music. What would we be without Sing Me of Wars and Sing Me of Breadline, Sing Me of Front Page News from Pins and Needles, at least a little clip we play, and then we'll get back into this.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So let's begin with a jump back to Sunday the 15th, when I spoke with some of the folks at the what I call Cooper Town or Cooper Village or Tent City Cooper or whatever you want to call it, named after, for me, Cooper D'Angelo, who's been sort of a person who's spoken up strongly about the importance of not harassing homeless people, yet of cooperating with the police in as much as folks can, and has been with a kind of a group of individuals that have moved from Washington Street on one side to Washington Street on the other side to the present location here down at the post office, and then away from the post office down to San Lorenzo Park at the request of Sergeant Jones, and then back again when they found they couldn't be there, and then across the street again to the bank when they were told they had to move to clean the street, and then they came back to the post office. This is again, the group that's being told that they have to leave by tomorrow, Friday the 20th, by 10 o'clock, or they will be subject to, it's not clear, property confiscation. Their property will be regarded as unattended. It's not entirely clear what's going to happen, but they're being told to get the fuck out. And they're presumably, this is being accompanied by offers of spaces at the Armory, which is the latest go-to to try to work around the Martin versus Boise, which some of them have found they can't use because the Armory has told them they have been evicted in the past or not allowed there. Others have reasons not to want to go there because of the problems they're having with transportation coming and going. Bicycles are not, you can't bike in and out as you used to be able to do at 1220 River Street, which was the group of people moved from River Street up to the Armory. Anyway, here's some of that.